Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, Kool-Aids. Welcome to Barca Talk. I'm your host, Gaudir Quiroga, here in the Spanish capital. In today's episode, we're going to have a scouting report of Celta Vigo for this weekend and just talk briefly of some Barca news coming from Spain. Before we get into the episode, I want to talk to you about our newest sponsor, Magic Mind. It is the world's first productivity drink. If you're looking for a great way to keep your energy steady throughout the day, Magic Mind is a great way to help achieve that. With Magic Mind, you can ditch that third, fourth, or maybe even fifth cup of coffee and stay alert and focused throughout the day. A great way to take Magic Mind is in the morning as part of your routine. My co-host Remy Dixon has been taking it, and he has noted some of the awesome effects. He's not a coffee drinker, so for him, he's noticed higher levels of concentration, higher levels of productivity, and he also says that it tastes great. Again, Magic Mind is full of natural ingredients such as Bacopa Mineri, which is a neurotropic that improves your attention span, your ability to process and learn new information. The Magic Mind team created a super offer for me to share with you Kool-Aids. Go to magicmind.com/BarcaTalk and get up to 56% off your subscription for the next 10 days with the code BarcaTalk20. Again, the code is BarcaTalk20. This code is also valid for a 20% discount on one-time purchases as well. Again, visit the website magicmind.com/BarcaTalk and use code BarcaTalk20. Crush your 2024 New Year's resolutions fully focused. The link is in the show notes. All right, let's get into it. So again, these Friday episodes are going to be much shorter. They're going to be about the opponent that Barcelona is playing. And I just have some more thoughts on Barcelona's possible new coach for this upcoming season. Now, Barcelona are headed to the northwest of Spain, to Galicia, to the Estadio de Balaidos, to face Celta Vigo tomorrow night at 6:30 local time. And it's going to be a tough match as always. Now, even when we had Messi, this place was always tough. It feels as though Celta Vigo always lets the grass grow a little bit longer. It's always wet and damp over there. So those are kind of conditions that are not optimal for Barcelona. But we will see how Barcelona fare. Again, it's looking at the weather, there's a small chance of rain, cloudy. So again, not optimal for Barcelona, but we will see. Celta Vigo are headed by Rafa Benitez. We all know Rafa Benitez's successes with Liverpool and Valencia previous, and then also the flops in Real Madrid, you know. It's so crazy to think in that turmoil that seems like a lifetime ago with Rafa Benitez as the manager at Real Madrid. And wow, just thinking about those matches, especially the Clásico when we humiliated Madrid at the Bernabeu and then Benitez got fired immediately after. It's crazy to think of, you know, the ebbs and flows of these two teams here in Spain. You basically compare each other with successes and players, and it looks like Madrid are going to win La Liga this year, and also they're performing high at the Champions League as they beat Leipzig 1-0 away. And again, this match, you know, as we talked about, you know, pretty calm this week, not having any matches during the week. But again, Celta Vigo, We always have a hard time there. Just to give you some history lesson on our performance there in Estadio de Balaidos, we have allowed so many goals there. And we've only won once in the last 8 league visits to Celta. Once, just to let you know. We've lost 4 times, and we conceded at least 2 goals in 7 of those matches. So again, Estadio de Balaidos is not favorable to us. Celta recently in their last 5 have 1 win, 3 losses, 1 tie. And again, on paper, we should be able to handle Celta de Vigo. But unfortunately, you know, we don't play on paper. And every match is tough. The formation that Celta play are 4-4-2. And I'm going to highlight 2 players for you. The first one is Jorgen Strand Larsen. Jorgen has been the standout striker for Celta Vigo this year, standing tall, 193 centimeters. That's 6'3" for our American listeners. So obviously another stout striker that we'll be facing, just as we did last weekend against Alaves. And this type of striker is going to give us a lot of issues again, especially with the center back pairing that we continue to rotate. As we continue not to have any continuity with our center backs, as Xavi keeps rotating them, again, this is going to be an issue. He's obviously physical in the box, and he has scored 9 goals in 24 matches. Now, one of the other things that stands out for Larsen is his passing accuracy, with 271 successful passes out of 385. That's a 70% success rate, which is pretty high for a striker, especially knowing his main goal is to score goals, essentially. But the passing accuracy is something that stood out when I was reading the scouting report on him. With the 4-4-2, we know that Aspas is going to lay off of Larsen. Larsen's going to be the point man. And this type of formation, or this type of pairing for us, has always proved problematic. And we saw this in Alaves, and we're going to see this again this weekend. And especially since Celta are playing at home, we always know that Celta always steps up their game against Barcelona. We're going to see what Xavi rolls out there. Obviously, I would roll out the Koundé and Araujo center back pairing. That is what I want to see more often. You know, we put this into our chat in our Patreon WhatsApp group. I asked the question. I said, you know, is Koundé's performance or drop-off compared to last year, is it just because he's not seeing consistent playing as a center back? Which I personally think. That's my personal opinion, that I think Araujo and Koundé have seen drops because they're not playing consistently as a center back pairing. And I'm, you know, I would definitely, if I were Xavi, I would have used that in my center back pairing. And then for the Clásico, if you want to use Araujo against Vinicius, sure. But I just think Koundé and Araujo are our most athletic, our fastest. You know, they can recover the best compared to the other center backs that we have. Our defense has been struggling mightily this season. And we saw over the last weekend with Granada that we continue to give up cheap goals. We know that Ter Stegen is coming back from injury. He did not have a good game at all, not only in pass distribution, but reflexes, saves, and so forth. You can just tell, like, he's been out injured, and that's normal. But again, I just don't understand why Xavi doesn't shore up the defense. I mean, that's got to be the highest priority, because if we don't allow goals, then we have a, 60-70% chance of winning the match. And so again, we've seen with Christensen as a center, defensive mid, we'll see if he comes out this weekend again. Personally, I think we have to roll out with Koundé, Araujo, and Christensen as our spine. I think that's ultimately going to always be our strongest defensive effort, regardless of who plays on the backs. Now, let's highlight a little bit about the defense of Barca before we get into my next player that I want to highlight. Again, if we're looking at the defense in Europe, we're one of the worst in Europe, okay? So far this season, we've allowed 33 goals in 24 league matches, okay? It's the highest since 2000-2001. And again, as I mentioned before, we have Larsen to contend with. We have Aspas, Aspas always has incredible games. He's been struggling this season. He's only at 3 or 4 goals, I believe, this season. He's not performing as well as he should be, or as we've known him to be. Maybe age is creeping up on him. Yeah, I mean, Iago Aspas is 36 now, so he's definitely on the decline. But he is a club legend for Celta, and he always gives Barcelona issues. Now, again, as I mentioned before, against Granada, we were exposed yet again on the counters. And just mental mistakes that continue, you know? And I just don't know how long, you know, this is going to continue, especially with the news coming out Monday night about Deco and Laporta in the suite. And they had a conversation with Xavi after the match. And Laporta brought this on. You know, if you're going to allow Xavi to stay till the end of the season and not make any changes, then you have to live with this, these type of performances. You can't just get upset like a child in the suite and throw things and then just assume that's going to spark change, you know? Especially, we know Xavi's leaving. So, I mean, like I've said before, I don't know who could come in to help with this situation, but I just don't know if we can get any better, you know? And we've seen so many matches with Xavi so far that I just don't think that it's going to make an effect. The most important thing for the season is to continue to be in that fourth place to get Champions League, because we need that money. Now, the other player I wanted to highlight is, I have here in my notes, remember Oscar Mingueza. Remember Oscar Mingueza, who was a La Masia product coming from, you know, he had some starts when we needed, I can't remember off the top of my head, but, you know, he's been a starter at Celta Vigo. He went on a free loan, essentially. He's been a combo at right back and right midfield for Celta. One goal, one assist. And he's played 24 matches this season. So he's been quite consistent for them. And it's funny because when I saw his picture, he doesn't have the long hair anymore. So it was very hard to identify him a little bit. But again, he's been playing more. Nothing spectacular. He's been a solid player. I remember, you know, when he did play for Barca, you know, there was a couple mistakes he made. But again, those were just, you know, youthful mistakes, I would call them, rather than, you know, being a bad player. You know, he has found a home with Celta. Again, this week he was interviewed, obviously, with the connection with Barca. And just some of the things that he was saying is that, you know, they have full support of Rafa Benitez, even though they've had uneven performance. Again, Celta Vigo are sitting 17th place in relegation. They've had an awful season, which is pretty rare because they're usually a tough place to play. You know, they're usually a tough place to play. They have that advantage. They've been pretty good. So Rafa just not having a good season putting together wins. And again, Mingueza emphasized, obviously, the importance of unity, obviously, the things that you're going to normally say in the press. He acknowledged that the team's position is not ideal, but he's hoping that with Napoli on our mind for this coming week, that we may have a chink in our armor where Celta Vigo can get 3 points. Again, we will see how Barcelona are thinking for this weekend. Again, we, you know, every match now is going to be highly contested. Highly contested, right? I mean, you can't even go into the matches thinking that we're going to roll like we used to. And even before, when we had Suarez, Messi playing at really high levels, we still struggled at Celta. If we leave an early goal again, who knows what's going to happen? And it's really going to bode well for the momentum against Napoli. You know, even though Napoli are struggling in their league with performances, Champions League is a whole new tournament. It's a whole new tournament. We just saw Lazio beat Bayern during this week. So again, we know these are different tournaments, different styles, different environments. So we'll see how that heads. Now, the last thing I want to finish is with the coaching search rumor, so forth. If the rumors are true and Hansi Flick has reached out to Barca to let him know that he's available and very interested, I want this. I think we need a complete outside perspective foreigner to come in and to really shake what's going on. Now, Deco has mentioned this previously, that the processes and things need to be shaken up. And I totally agree. I think we are completely comfortable in this old way of thinking. This happens in Spain very often. It's almost a, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. We're okay. We're still, you know, heads and shoulders above 16 other teams, but we're okay, you know? I really think Hansi Flick could come in, especially with his experience. I mean, you think about it. He handled us when he was the coach of Bayern with the 8-2 famous defeat that I talked with Ben a couple weeks ago. Hansi Flick has a very nice CV. Obviously, wasn't the most successful at the German club, German national team. But again, I think he has outside thinking. I think his tactics are adaptable. And I think we could get him at a good price because I think he has saturated himself out of the German football teams and so forth. And I think it would be a good change for everyone. If we get Hansi Flick, I think it'll be kind of a nod to this kind of new process that we're looking outside of our own bubble to find solutions. And to me, I look at this team and I think, could Hansi Flick get 5-8% improvement on our team? And I would say yes. Could he solidify the defense? I would say yes. Could he maybe free up Lewandowski a little bit more to play free and loose? I would say yes. And those are the kind of things I look at where, you know, especially with our wage bill, one of the highest in Europe. I shared a link in our WhatsApp group that we are number 2, which is incredible. We have one of the highest wage bills in Europe and we're getting this type of performance. I think Hansi Flick is going to come in. He would come in and have a dynamic coaching staff. And also on top of that, wouldn't be afraid to experiment with different adaptations of our forward line and really put pressure on our players. I think that is key. I think, you know, if we think about previous managers, I mean, I can't really think of managers putting pressure on players with playing time in a way that it creates a healthy competition, you know? I feel as though because of the wage of the player, we have leaned more to that player. Like, for example, Dembele. We needed to put him in more competition to try to get the best out of him and to know that, yeah, sure, play 2 games, but if you play 2 bad ones, you're going to be sat, right? And it was just, you know, I think Xavi had too much faith in him last season, especially because of what he's earning. You feel obligated to play these players. Now, these are just my thoughts. I think Hansi Flick would come in and really just shake it up. I think he wouldn't have as much patience for all the leaks and the media links. It would be more football related. And I think that would help us to kind of realign ourselves going forward. Because right now, you know, when you go into Mundo or Sport or Twitter, you know, Barca Twitter, we have so many topics that everyone's talking about. You have the football topics, you have the behind the room topics, you have Laporta always trying to, you know, be popular among culés, and it's just all these things going on. I think, you know, especially with Hansi Flick not being fluent in Spanish and Catalan, I think that's going to limit that type of interaction and maybe speculation that tends to happen with Barcelona managers. I would really be excited about Hansi Flick because especially if we can't add high-priced players in this offseason, we have to find marginal improvements from each player, and I think Hansi Flick can achieve that. Again, as I've mentioned in previous episodes, I personally think that Rafa Márquez is going to be promoted to the manager. I just think financially, risk-wise, I think it makes the most sense. But that's, I mean, again, we're going to see. And this next week is really, really important for the future of Xavi's legacy as a coach going forward, right? Because, you know, imagine we lose at Celta and we get shelled against Napoli. Does he even make it to the next one? There's a lot of variables that go on. And, you know, we've seen recent remarks from the team, especially Lewandowski this week, saying that he's fully behind Xavi and so forth. But, you know, it's one thing to be fully behind. As I always say, actions speak louder than words, right? And we want this team just to show fight and also to be, you know, as we always talk about with these players, they have high football IQ for the most part. And we're just always having these issues where it seems there's a broken communication between Xavi's coaching staff and the players of what is needed and what is expected. Again, this match is going to be tough this weekend against Celta. We'll be watching it. Let's see if Barca can get those 3 points. Everyone have a good weekend. We'll have another episode following the Celta match to preview Napoli. Have a good weekend. Forza Barca.
Social Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.